One thing I want to say about Likutei Moran, Rava was quoting things and saying things very dramatic, but I have something to say. I'm not contradicting Arvaush, and it's part of what Arvaush holds also. It's just, he says things in a certain way a lot of times, which will make people start working. But you have to remember, Likutei Moran, every portion of it, every little thing of it, it belongs to everyone. Like Rabbi Nathan writes in the beginning of the Akdama, from the low, lowest place until the highest tzaddikim, they could use what it says in every part of the Likutei Moran to serve Hashem. So even though we said yesterday, why did I say this? Because I read yesterday something which bothers me very much. We read, he brought down the Likutei Moran that Hashem sometimes put a person in a certain situation where it's pressuring him, putting him in one of the taivas of the 70 nations, and then he makes him scream 70 calls, and then he goes out of the situation, he has a das and everything, he reaches the light of the Torah. Havahu said, and that is only the biggest tzaddikim, because us, we're always in the taivas, we always have to scream, we always have to work. And it bothered me, because what that means, that you're saying, that part of the Likutei Moran is not talking to me, it's talking to tzaddikim only. And that's not true, we know that's not true. You know from Rabbi Nathan himself. Rather, so I asked of Matanya Shlita, which she writes with the Rav, the Likutei Moran. I said no. Of course the Rav meant also that. Of course, we're always in the taivas and we have to scream. And the tzaddikim, the nine taivas, so Hashem sometimes puts them down in a certain situation, which is, oh, I fell to the taiva of one of the 70 nations. They start screaming. But otherwise they won't scream. And chutz mizeh, of course, obviously, even though we're in this situation, even in this situation, we have sometimes that we're more not screaming enough, and then Hashem shows us, reveals our eye to see, oh my gosh, look where I am. I'm in such a horrible place. It's not that before I wasn't, and now I am, throw you down or whatever. Also, in the situation, Hashem puts you in a certain, He pressures you a little bit lower, so you scream harder. Okay? So it's not only to the tzaddikim that of course we have to scream all the time, and also in that screaming the sometimes that we're sleeping too much, and that's what reminds us by, oh my gosh, look where I am, I'm in such a low place, and I start screaming harder. Okay, I just wanted to say that. Okay, so Rabbeinu says that the more a person, only when a person distances himself with Tavas Niuf, only then he sees the light of the Torah. So again, you could say, what, only when I'm completely distanced away and until then I'm sitting in dark? No, Mapitom, Taifner, Shlita, I hear always the Shirim of his and the Kitaman. And I heard it from him personally also when he used to give Shirim in the Shiva. There's no black and white. Either you're down there or you're up here. There's a lot of gray. A lot of places where the harder you work, the more light you're going to receive. The harder you work, the harder you distance yourself from Tavas Niyuk, the more light you're going to receive from the Torah. You don't work so much, the less light will come through. It's not that until you're complete. It's not all or nothing. There's a lot of in between, a lot. Okay? Alright, so by Moshe Rabbeinu, he revealed the Torah completely. He was completely clean of Tavas Niyuk. Moshe Rabbeinu also is 613. Yeah? Which is correspond to the 613 mitzvahs of Torah. Right? And he separated himself completely to Tavas Niyuv, even he separated from his wife, which no one's allowed to do that, by the way. Yeah? Not even Rabbi Natan. Kama sha'adam rotze litkarev yoter Torah, the more a person wants to get close to the Torah, כך הוא צריך להיות יותר פרוש מהתאווה הזאת. That's how he has to be more distance from the taiva. The more you want to get to the Torah, you have to be more distance from the taiva. זה תלוי בזה. One depends on the other. כמה שיותר שקוע בתוך התאווה הזאת, the more he's immersed in this taiva, כך יהיה יותר רחוק מהתורה. So he's going to be further away from the Torah. פחות בתאווה, less than the taiva, closer to the Torah. עד הדרגה שמשה רבינו, until the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the Torah himself, that he was completely separated from this whole Indian Megamah, he was completely clean. Lumato, on the other side, we have our friend Bilam HaRasha. Not our friend. Shehu kol ha'efech Moshe ma'Torah. He's exactly the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu and what the Torah is. Hu haya shakua b'niuf b'tzorah mezahazat. He was immersed in this niuf in a horrible way. Everyone knows that what he did with his donkey, right? וזו לשון רבינו, this is לשון רבינו. ובילם שהיה כנגד משה בקליפה, and Bilam, which was correspond to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same level, but on the other side, כמו שכתוב, יודע דעת עליון, גם אותיות בילם מרמזים שהוא בקליפה כנגד התורה. Also the letters of Bilam, bet, lamed, ayin, mem, they hint that Bilam was exactly opposite of the Torah. How do we know that? Because bet, is the beginning of the Torah, and Lamed is the end of the Torah, and Ayin Bil'am, and Ayin is the 70 phases of the Torah, and Mem is the 40 days the Torah was given at, and Bil'am was on the other side of all of that. The Torah is on one side, he's on the other side of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one second Menachem. מה נשמע, הכל בסדר איתך? הפיגוע היה קרוב לישיבה שלכם? זה בצד השני של הגסטי היה. בצד השני שלו, כן. טוב, הכרת בסדר, ברוך השם. יש לכם לוואי שם עכשיו, ושם תלמוד, איך זה בתלמוד? יש שתיים, כן, יש פה מישהו מהישיבה של האחיין, זה האחיין שלו, אחד הרוגים. טוב, כן, טוב, נשאר סוף סוף טוב, אז יאללה, כל טוב. תודה רבה שתקשרת. My brother, he went to the yeshiva right next to where it was. He's calling, he doesn't carry his phone, he learns. But in the break, he sees the people call. So he's calling everyone to stay on. Well, okay, I felt this time. Tzadik. So. Yeah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torah, the peak of the Torah, the peak of separation from all this taiva and everything. And Bilam was the peak of engaging with the taiva, the peak of being against the Torah. Okay. And each one has to see, is he closer to Moshe Rabbeinu or closer to his Rebbe Bilam? Which is one of his Rebbe? More Bilam or more Moshe? At least where he wants to be. Where he wants also counts. Obviously that's what counts. Where you want to be. Not where you are. Yeah. Rabbeinu continues to bring proofs. And he says, that anyone, Rabbeinu will prove to us that anyone, whoever has a revelation to anything in the Torah, he has to go down to those hard places. Where do we see it? By Yosef HaTzadik. Gam Yosef, before he had the Galut of the Torah, he had to go to have problems with that lady over there. What's her name?
Potiphar.
Eshet Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar. And by the fact that he withstood the test, and he broke the klipa that's around the fruit, he merited the fruit, which is the Torah. Gam Shimshon alach acharinav. Also Shimshon, Samson, you say, right? Samson. Shimshon Agibor also went after. He went after Delilah, Delilah they call her, right? Delilah. He went after Delilah.
Shiksa. Right?
She was a shikta, yeah. She was a palace, a plishtim, a plishtim. Kmo shomrim Shimshon, shaya kodesh kodashim. But Shimshon, we have to understand, it wasn't a person like us. He was kodesh kodashim. He was a level of David HaMelech. But still, he went after his eyes. Even someone at such a level, if he goes after the eyes, you lose it all.
Wasn't
on the other side?
On the other side.
Side of Tumah. There is spirituality there, but it's from negative forces.
the dark
so why
side.
Why did he make it for the
Bechira? So we have choice, free choice.
Yeah, another reason.
It's all created for the Bechira.
So that the Goyim will never have
all right.
I'm going to say, yeah. You never give us a big profit. I said, I did, and look what you did with it. Oh, yeah, he had fun.
So, I don't know how much fun he had. He was stabbed with the cherev.
Well, they made a point of it.
So,
he was a
and
real
Avaur says,
animal.
He says that the internet today is Amash Shimshon went after his eyes. Why? He says, I know a story of a big rav, which wrote Sfarim. He's a big rav. And in order for writing his Sfarim, he had to have internet. And without his wanting, he didn't have a clean internet, or he didn't have them. Things jumped up in front of him. He didn't go into any sites, but things don't. And he was drawn after the pictures, and he himself already was looking for stuff. Until he left Judaism. A big rav. Yarachem Hashem.
That really happens.
Yeah, you know, Rav Arush is a story that happened. If it happened to Shimshon, which is in level of David HaMelech, so it can't happen to people in our generation, which we're not in the level of David HaMelech. We're not in the level of David HaMelech. Toenails. Or his socks after water after a week. We're not. We're not even close to that. So what are we going to say about our eyes? People have internet, free open internet. How could you have?
Even with filters.
Even with filters, because you can get emails and stuff. But at least something, filter it. You trust yourself? You really trust yourself? Like Mishnah says, don't trust yourself until the day you die. Meaning, the day you die, you can trust yourself. I mean, I think like this. If someone trusts himself, it's considered dead. Yeah, you can trust yourself. Like, you heard all those stories of that tzaddik, the 85 years old, that ran out of jumped out of the window with an older lady walked into the house.
Right, but didn't you say earlier about the second shovel of dirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about that?
Namely, you're still going after the Taibas until the second shovel of dirt.
Yeah, that's the Amash. So we learned that in order to merit to learn Torah, Me'iru Metukan, Shani Torah, Fixed Torah, if you stream to Hashem from the depths of your heart to get out of the Taibas new. And of course, when you go to sit and learn, you have to have the right intention. Hashem, let me sit and learn. This limud will change me. I'll get closer to you through this limud. This limud will go and shine in the hearts of Am Yisrael, and they'll do tshuva, like Rabbeinu says to say. Okay? He has to have in mind. We thoughts create mitziyut. Thoughts create reality. If you think through the Torah I want to be a holy person, that's what the Torah is going to do to you. Right, all these kavanas, we all daven Shmoneh Esrei. One person is davening this way, what's the difference? It's all in here. How do you daven? Not only we all say the same words, we can even daven the same pace, and one person is the highest and one person is he's not even here, he's somewhere else. Like a famous story of Levi Yitzchak Baldichev, that he was driving with some merchants. And they daven mincha, and after mincha he comes over, oh, shalom aleichem, and they're all laughing at him. Why did we just, you know us, what do you mean? We went the whole way together. So he told him, what do you mean? You were there in Leipzig, and you were in Moscow, and you were who knows where. He came back, so he has to wish shalom aleichem, because where a person thinks, that's where he is, like Baal Shem Tov says. Okay, so. And if someone, he knows certain aveos that he's in, so it's a good Eitzel, Rabbi Natan writes, that he has to have in mind when he's sitting and learning, I want this limud to go and affect this certain problem which I have and help me overcome the problem. And then he has the koyach to overcome it. Kitsu. Lo lishon tachayim, aboisai. So,